What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock Your Brand podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about three metrics that we need to focus on and really come down to how we are going to be able to increase our sales, increase our traffic. Everything is going to really come down to these three metrics. And that's what we're going to be discussing. We're going to be digging into each one of these and when we are going to be using them to, well, increase sales and all the other things that I just mentioned. So that's what we're going to be talking about here today, because let's face it, if you're starting to sell on Etsy, or if you're starting to, maybe you're after you've already started, you're already getting some sales, you want to increase your sales, or maybe you're getting a lot of traffic, but you're not yet, you know, getting those sales. Those are things that we need to figure out. And the numbers generally tell us where we should be looking. So with that being said, Chris, now that I've teed it up, does that sound like a topic that you're interested in talking about?
It is, man. I love this, because this is really the bread and butter, right? Everybody talks about product research. Everybody talks about SEO. Everybody talks about like all of these things that, yes, they can have an effect. But the real question is, what do we do and how do we know what to do, right? We can design all of the products in the world. We can write what we think are the most perfect titles ever created. We can work our way through that entire process. But if we really want to optimize what we are doing, if we want to get the most return for our time, energy, and effort, what are the things that we can focus on? What are the numbers that we should be looking at to keep our business on track? Do we have to be on the hamster wheel of launching more and more and more products to make more and more sales? Or are there two, maybe three things that we could look at on a daily or weekly basis to get a better understanding of where our business is and where we can start to improve to take our business from where it is now to where we want it to be? And that's really what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm going to kick it right off, because why not? Like, I think we really should dive into the very first one, and that is traffic. All right. So when we're looking at, now you're going to look at where it says visits and views, right? Visits and views. You're going to see that inside of your dashboard, and we'll talk about what they mean. The very first thing that we need is views, and then we need visits. And the difference is really kind of like an impression, is where we're getting people that are technically, or our listing is technically being spotted, but people haven't yet clicked in to actually look at the listing. Now we'll get into more of that, but the very first thing that we need is eyeballs. We need traffic. So if you're not getting sales, well, you can't really do anything, right? You can't really say, well, I'm not getting sales. I want to get more sales. Okay. Well, it usually comes down to, I need to get traffic, right? And so that's the very first thing that we need to look at. We need to say, okay, why are we not getting traffic? All right. Why are we not getting those views? Why are we not getting those visits? And the way that we usually will look at that is, in the one of the biggest reasons why I see people not getting the views or the visits is because we have a demand problem. We have a product research issue that we didn't really do good product research to see the demand. We didn't validate that up front. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the same for everyone. You could have something that's really, really competitive and you're just not getting found in or showing up in the search results. That could be a reason. Now, there's ways that we can inject some traffic by using things like Etsy ads and outside external, social media and things like that, an email list. If we have it, we can do that. But for the most part, we're looking at what's happening within the Etsy platform. That's what we're looking at. So, Chris, if we are starting out, and let's say we're less than 60 days old, right? And I'm sitting here, I don't have any sales yet. A lot of people say, I don't have any sales. All right. So what's the problem? So what are we looking at as far as the views and the visits? And maybe you want to break down what the two are, you know, what the difference is a little bit deeper, but what are we going to do here? Right? Like, what's our first step?
So the very first step would be to take a look and see if you are getting any views or visits. And Garana said, what if those eyeballs are just for competition? That would really only be a concern if we have one or two, right? If we have more than 50, 100, 200 visits, then that's not something we even really need. But if we have one visit, then our problem is probably that we're not getting enough visibility. If we're getting lots of visits, then we have to look at where those are coming from and we can start to break that. But in terms of getting traffic, we need to understand the different sources, where those are coming from, and how we can start to dial that up. So, Scott, let's say we launch a product and a month has gone by and we only have one or two visits to our store or views, right? And I may have this backwards in my head, so I'm trying to remember. One, when people say views, there's views and visits. Visits would be the total number of people. Views, I believe, I may have this backwards. I'm going to have to double check this. But views would be the total number of things that were viewed, right? So visits are the total number of people. Views are the total number of times that that thing was viewed. So if one person and Chris, just hit refresh, refresh, refresh.
That is accurate. Your total views is always going to be higher than your total visits. Right.
Which makes sense, right? Because there's visitors and views, which would be the total number of things that have been seen or the total number of times that something has been seen. And if we have only a handful of views or visits, realistically, we need to start taking a look at where that breakdown is. And the easy solution to that up front, Scott, is to turn on Etsy pay-per-click. Now, by default, Etsy offsite ads are going to be turned on unless you've earned less than $10,000 and manually turned them off, which I would suggest not doing. But that's a whole different conversation, right? But what we're talking about here is turning on Etsy's on-site ads. And that can be a way to kind of shortcut the algorithm. The biggest, most frustrating thing about the Etsy ecosystem, especially for new Etsy sellers in a new Etsy shop, is that it can take 6, 8, even 12 weeks sometimes to really start to get embedded into the search results and get the organic traffic, which is what everybody wants at the end of the day. And it is what leads to the majority of sales on the Etsy platform. But if we're a month or two into this, and we aren't seeing views or visits to our product, and we've already gone through that validation process that you were talking about, right? Making sure that somebody has actually looked for this product, that people really want the things that we're listing, then turning on Etsy ads is a really good solution to shortcutting that process. Because you're telling Etsy, hey, I'm willing to pay to start to get some data back. I'm willing to pay to start to get some views and visits on my stuff. And they will oblige you for that for a very small amount of money. You can really start to generate some significant traffic. So what I would be looking at here, Scott, is how long have, what time period are we talking about here? Are we talking about a day? Not really anything to look at. A week? Not really anything to look at. If we're starting to get into 2, 3 weeks a month and we're not getting any views on those organic listings, the very first thing I would be doing, one, double checking the demand, which we should be doing before we're creating that product listing, and then turning on Etsy ads to see if we can force ourselves into the search engine and into the search engine results and getting in front of people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I just want to clarify. That a view, okay, a view. I want you to think about this, right? You do a search on Etsy, right? You're just going to randomly do a search for whatever you're looking for, okay? Barbecue apron for dad, right? You search that. You're going to see results come up. Some are going to be paid, some are going to be organic, okay? Now, if your listing was shown as one of those displayed, that's a view, it's an impression, okay? If someone clicks on your listing and actually views your listing, that is a visit, okay? So it's a little confusing because you would think, well, that's a view. No, a view is an impression, okay? An impression means it was displayed and people were scrolling. The click is the visit, okay? And that's where we'll get into, okay, now we're talking about like, okay, click-through rate, right? Like what's your click-through rate? You know, then we can get into like conversion rate from a visit to a sale. Because you have to think about this now, right? You are going to be displayed as a view. Okay. And amongst everyone. And then you're going to hopefully get a click. Okay. That's another action that someone's taking. And then from there, you're hopefully going to get that person to click add to cart and then buy, right? Check out. Those are like, that's the flow for people. The, like I said, the view is just an impression. Okay. So just keep that in mind. All right. So when you're looking at your stats, you're looking at that. Now, with that being said, does a view even matter? Yes, because that's telling you that number one, you're indexed. Number two, you're being displayed on a search result. Okay. And that way there, you know, at least that, okay, this is the potential traffic that you have. Okay. Now, it also could mean, well, you have some views, but they're very low. Well, that could be because you're on like the 10th page, right? So one way, and again, I might be going out of order here, whatever. But what you might want to do, and this is something that I've recently done, is if you want to see what type of demand and what type of clicks you can get on your product listing, a great way to do it is to turn on Etsy ads. And immediately you're going to see impressions. You're going to see like how many times you were displayed. You're going to see how many clicks. And then from there you can go, okay, and then how many conversions? And we'll talk about that here in a minute. But you can immediately do that and then see like, oh, this has a lot of interest because it's getting a lot of impressions. Okay. So the impressions gives me the idea of, okay, this thing does have demand. This thing has potential because it's showing up for search results. The clicks are like, those are a step further that it's like, okay, now someone really liked my listing when they saw the impression. So it's kind of like even on YouTube, right? Like we have YouTube, we're on YouTube right now. We look at impressions, they give us impressions, but our click-through rate is saying, okay, 100 people, they saw your thumbnail in their feed and then 5% of people clicked on your video. So that would be a 5% click-through rate. Okay. And we look at that. So just understand that this metric here is important, even though it's not a sales thing yet. It can't get to be a sales thing yet unless we're getting impressions, unless we're getting views. So hopefully that makes sense. Anything there, Chris, that I left out or you wanted to clarify?
If you want tips and strategies on how to start, grow, and monetize your business online, check out the Digital Revolution podcast with Eli Adams. We interview digital experts from around the world that share their personal stories. They talk about what they're currently working on and where they see the future going. But most importantly, they share tactics in their specific area of expertise with the hope of helping you improve your digital presence online. You can listen to the Digital Revolution podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, or simply click on the link in the show notes below.
No, I think that makes sense. And if we're talking about traffic, right, we have to be looking at, are we getting impressions? And then are we getting people to the listing? And those are really the only two things that we have control over with there from the traffic perspective, right? And the very first thing we need to be doing, like we said, is there anybody looking for the product, right? We need to go back and do that demand validation. Something like Everbee is really useful for that. Are the products that we're competing against making sales? Are they getting visits and views? And we can see all of that data inside of Everbee. If they are and we aren't, then we have to figure out why. And if it's a newer listing, 90% of the time, it's because we're not anywhere near the top of the search results for whatever the main keywords are. Now, part of that competitive research in that demand generation, this is the other thing that we should probably address here in terms of traffic. This would be the secondary thing because this is a much longer term view. The first thing would be turning on ads. The second thing is let's take a look at those competitive listings and see if we missed something. Did we miss a big keyword? What do they have in their tags? What do they have in their description, which is something that everybody overlooks? And then what do they have in their title? Are we relevant for the same keywords that they are? If we are, then we're kind of in a game of wait and see, and having the ads turned on will start to give us a little bit of data. If we aren't, then we need to consider making a change and adding in those keywords, rewording how we phrase something in our title or our description, making sure that those tags are filled out so that we then become relevant in the eyes of Etsy and are even qualified to be shown in those search results to begin with. So step one here would be doing that demand validation. Is the product being sold? Step two, turning those ads on, even if it's just a few bucks a day. And then step three is kind of redoing that competitive research to see if we miss something. You would be shocked at the number of times that you miss something, right? Because you're like, oh, I know what this is. This is a water bottle. And then you go back and you look at all of the titles and the key word that they all have in common is tumbler. You're like, well, that's not a tumbler. This is a tumbler. It's fine. That's what they all have. So let's start with what works, figure out how to incorporate that. And then we can wait another couple days, couple weeks to start to get that data back. But if we have the ads on in the meantime, then we're gathering that data regardless of whether we got it 100% right the first time or if we missed something obvious or non-obvious by, you know, missing something in the title, tags, or description.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the very first thing, right? Is we need to look at impressions, which are views, and we need to look at the visits, which are basically people that are seeing our, not even seeing, they're clicking in and only looking at our listing at this point. Okay. So that's why you see those two things. Really important to understand that. And also that will give you a gauge of like how well you're being indexed and how well you're being ranked in the algorithm. Okay. So that's that. Using Etsy ads will shortcut that a little bit so you can immediately see how you're going to do once you do get eyeballs and things like that. All right. You can also see impressions and that stuff to give you a sense of like, what is the demand? All right. Moving on though to number two. Okay. Number two, the second metric that you should be paying attention to, and it's going to be a shocker, by the way, is your sales. I know. It's like, well, yeah, it's obvious, Scott. No, what we're saying is this. If you're getting two sales on your product and you get two sales in a week, but if you could be getting 25 sales per week, don't you want to know that? Here's what I mean. If you're only getting two sales on that product, what I would want to know is there more sales that are happening out there for this type of product? And if there are, how many should I expect to possibly make? So this is where, again, knowing your potential by doing your product research. So it always comes down to product research. It really, really does. And again, I'll give a little shameless plug here. If you're not using Everbee, I would highly recommend using it, even if it's for using it for fourth quarter, like just spend the money to purchase it for 2 months, 3 months. And we'll go ahead and throw the link up here. You can use it for free for 10 searches, but there's a lot more with the growth plan. If you go to brandcreators.com/Everbee, and you can go ahead and you can try that out for free, but I would sign up for it. Just get on the growth plan. It's going to definitely help you. These are the numbers we need to know. We need to know, like, are there 100 sales per month potentially there? Are there 300? Because you might be like, why aren't I getting more sales? Maybe there's just not enough sales there to go around. Maybe if you'd have known that doing your product research, you would have picked a different product or a different design, right? So we want to know that potential going into it, but that sales number is going to let you know, okay, I'm getting two sales and there's at least 100 sales to be made in that same week because I've looked at these other competitors and they are all doing it. Or maybe there's one that's just crushing it and you're not. We want to look at that number. Okay, at that sales number. We want to keep an eye on that number. And I'm talking not just over the entire account. Yes, that's cool, but I want to look at it on the individual product size or side. Because if I can now look at it more individually, I can see, okay, this product right here should be getting more. It's not getting more. And then we can start to look at, okay, why? Why isn't it getting more? Am I just not getting enough eyeballs because it's a newer listing and I'm not getting indexed as quick, or there's a lot of competition there, but mine is at the bottom of page 10. Well, maybe I need to dial up the Etsy ads. Maybe I need to do that. But we're going to talk about the third one here in a second. It might just be that you're not converting that well. And that's what we'll talk about here in a second. But the second thing we should be looking at is on an individual listing basis, are we hitting the number, or at least the number that we feel we should be getting? Okay. And then that way there, that'll gauge how much more effort we should be putting into this. Cause you might've maxed it out. You might've maxed it out and there's no sense in still focusing on that one anymore. It's already done what you expected it to do. Maybe it's only to sell one per day. Maybe it's 30 per month and you're getting your one per day. Congratulations. If there's no more to be had, then just back off and just go on to the next. All right, Chris, anything you want to mention on that?
Few things really fast, Scott. This metric or this number really breaks down into a few different things. The first thing we want to know in terms of our sales are how are we doing as a store, right? What are our overall sales and is that where we want it to be? If it is, awesome, right? The first thing that sales can tell us either at the store level or at the individual level, the individual product or listing level, is how we're doing right now versus where we want to be and versus the past, right? We can say last year, Q4, we did $50,000, right? This year so far in Q4, we've done $51,000. That means we're doing better than last year. It's a good metric to have. It's a really easy thing to track. And that's where 90% of people stop. They stop right at that point and they say, hey, I'm doing better than last year. That's awesome. What they miss is that it's not just the dollar amount of those sales. It's the number of sales that you're bringing in versus the percentage of sales that you have as a store versus what's available, right? So if you're getting 10 sales a day, you're hitting that 10 by 10 by one, you're making $10 on each sale. Awesome. That's great. That's $100 a day. But if that's your upper limit of sales in that market or for that product, then you have a very different conversation for the rest of Q4 and the rest of the year in terms of we need to be creating and launching more products. If you're looking at that and you're saying, hey, I'm getting 10 sales a day right now across my different products, but looking at the data using something like Everbee to get an idea of what our competitors are selling in the same amount of time, there are 1,000 sales available for the products that I've already created. Don't you think it's a much better investment of your time to figure out why you're getting 10 out of 1,000 instead of launching more products where you're going to have to wait a few weeks to figure out if they start getting traffic and they start getting sales. And then you have to go through this process again anyway to figure out why you're only getting one sale on those listings. So knowing the overall percentage of sales that you have for any given product is extremely important. And it's kind of that sub number inside of the number of sales that many people overlook because they're just looking at how much money they are making and not how much money is being left on the table. And one of the worst pieces of advice that I see being thrown around, especially in the Etsy world, is just go launch designs. That's fine. There's definitely a time and a place to be launching products. But if you're getting 1% of the available market for the products you've already created, your time, energy, and effort is much better spent talking about metric number three here and trying to figure out what the problem is, why you're not getting more traffic, why you're not getting more sales when there are 990 more sales available.
Yep. Love it. All right. Moving on. And this is all going to tie together. It's all going to tie together. All right. So we talked about traffic, right? You need traffic before anything. Right. So we already talked about views and we talked about visits. Okay. They're not the same. All right. We've already identified that. We just talked about sales. All right. Those are the two areas that we need to focus. But the third one, which is probably one of the more important ones, is that once you get the traffic, you get the clicks, you get some sales. Then you look at this number and this metric, and that is, what is your conversion rate? Let's talk about that. Here's what I mean. Let's say, for example, you are getting 100 people to click into your listing. So you get 100 people that actually went into your listing. They looked at some of your pictures. They read your description. They saw your price. They did everything that they're supposed to do. But only 1% of people purchased, or maybe half. Let's call it 0.5, not even a full 1%, which, by the way, depending on your market and depending on the time of year and all of that stuff, I would say at a bare minimum, you should be converting at 1%. Okay. So for every 100 visitors, you should be making one sale. I would say it's probably higher as far as 2% would be like your average. So out of every 100 people, you make two sales. But I would say a really good conversion rate would be above four, like four or above. Okay. But go with me here on this. Okay. Let's say we're getting the views, we're getting the visits, the clicks, and we're getting people to get into the listing now. Okay. But let's just say that we're only converting 0.5%. Okay. So that means that we would need 200 sales to make one sale, if my math is correct. So
you mean 200 views or 200 visits?
Yeah, yeah. So if we're looking at it that way, then we're like, okay, well, let's see here. What could I do? What could be the problem? That's where we need to start doing some digging. That is where we're going to now think through through this process of, okay, someone decided to click, they went on my listing and they didn't buy. So the first thing could be maybe your keyword that you're going after is a little broad, right? So it's a little broad. It got traffic, it got the view, it got the click, it got someone to go ahead and click in. But then once they got there, they go, oh, no, this is a woman's sweatshirt. I need a men's sweatshirt. All right, forget it. I'm not going to buy that, right? So there's some type of issue with when someone clicked from what they thought it was to when they landed there to what it actually was. So that's one thing, right? We're looking at that. The second thing is they might have clicked in and then saw the images and were like, I don't really like the quality, right? Or it doesn't look like it's big enough now that I seen the third picture down in the little carousel there, and it looks a little bit smaller than I thought. So I don't want that, right? So it could be an image issue. And then the other thing it could be is it could be a review issue. Maybe they got in there and they're like, oh, they've only got 5 reviews. Or maybe they've got 100 reviews, but it's only a 4-star. So out of 100, and you got that many people that didn't like it, why? And then they start reading it, and then people say it's constantly late, or the person doesn't communicate, and then people jump out of there, right? So these are things that you would have to investigate if you're getting the views, but you're not getting the sale, right? The other thing to do is, like, let's say, for example, you're feeling like, I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting a 2% conversion rate. I'm getting 2%. Wouldn't you want to try to get 3 or 4? If you just tweak a few things, like, you could probably push it to 4%. Well, that means for every 100 visits, all right, you're going to get 4 sales versus 1 sale or 2 sales from just a tweak. So that's where, once we know that we're getting views, we're getting visits, and we're getting some sales, how do we increase those sales? And how do we increase that conversion rate? Okay. So we're talking a sales conversion rate. We're not talking about a click-through rate, which we can talk about that too, Chris, as far as click-through rate from a view to a click. But right now, let's talk about someone actually visited the listing but didn't buy, or it's a very low conversion rate. So let's dig into that a little bit. Chris, what would you say on that as far as like the sales conversion?
So to me, conversion rate is the single most overlooked metric in the Etsy ecosystem. Scott, you and I have talked kind of at length at this point about how the algorithm works. But to give you the 5,000 foot view, the least complicated version possible, Etsy wants to present the product that is most likely to sell to the person who is searching on Etsy. How do they do that? Again, more complicated than this, but at the least granular level, traffic and sales. How do we get conversion rate? Sales divided by traffic, right? And so if we focus on the conversion rate, it means that Etsy, for every visit that they send us, right? And I'm saying Etsy sends us the visit, right? I get it, right? For each visit that we get inside of the Etsy ecosystem, we are more likely to convert or less likely to convert to give Etsy what they want, which is that person making the purchase when they click on the listing. So many people focus on showing up in the search and they don't spend enough time on the things that lead people to convert. to me, Scott, traffic is kind of like the car, right? It's the vehicle that's going to get you where you want to go. Those views, whether they're from organic or ads, are going to get you where you want to go. But you can't get there without the gasoline, or if you're a Tesla owner, the electricity to get you there. That's the conversions. And so when you have both of those things together, Etsy will help you get to where you want to go, which is more impressions and more sales. But you have to have both of those things together. And everybody focuses on the car. Not enough people focus on the gasoline or the electricity that's going into that car. And that's this conversion. So that begs the question then, why don't people convert? Well, across e-commerce in general, about 70% of people who add something to a cart never end up buying it. You may have heard that referred to as an abandoned cart, right? So just keep that in mind. We're never going to convert everybody. And on Etsy, somewhere between a 2 and a 4% conversion rate is usually considered to be pretty good. So if we're converting at 15%, we probably have a traffic problem. If we're converting at 0.15%, we probably have a conversion problem. And obviously there's some room to move in between there. So why don't people buy once they come to the listing? Like they typed in the thing, they typed in water bottle, they clicked on my water bottle, I sell a water bottle, why don't they buy my water bottle? And there's three really big things. The first thing is they either got distracted or they didn't want to start with. That's gonna be the biggest group here. They heard somebody talking about an insulated water bottle. They went to Etsy. They were like, oh, that's a cool water bottle. And then they leave. That's going to be a big portion. We can't really do too much about those people. The other two groups are going to be, and Scott, I forget how you referred to this, but I had this in my notes, as a mismatch between expectation and reality. They have an expectation that is created when they type in water bottle in the Etsy search. And if the reality of your product listing does not match their expectation, whether their expectation is warranted or it's 100% made up in their mind about what your water bottle is based on that thumbnail, if there's a mismatch there, they're not going to buy. The second big portion of these remaining people are people who have doubt about the product because we're not answering a question that they have and they can't physically pick it up and hold it, or they have a doubt that the product is a fit for what they really want. So they really want a... How big would you say this is? I mean, it's the size of my head. Like, this is like 72 ounces, right? It's ridiculous. No one needs a water bottle this big, but it was what was available when I needed one. So it's fine, right? They need a 72 ounce water bottle that will last 12 hours and keep things cold. If that's not your thing, or they have a doubt that yours will keep things cold for 12 hours or that it actually holds 72 ounces, then they're not going to buy. And so we need to focus on resolving as many potential problems there as we possibly can. And that's at the highest level, kind of how you fix a conversion rate problem, by thinking just about those two groups. If somebody types in water bottle, is that, and Scott, to your point about quality of traffic, is that really what my product is? And if I'm getting a lot of traffic from there, and that's not really what my product is, should I pull that keyword out? If all of my keywords are relevant, if all of the traffic is good, then we have to deal with our images and our product description to try to resolve as many of those problems as possible. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. And guys, I know this, some of this stuff can seem kind of boring, right? It's like, well, they're numbers, they're metrics. They're like, but these are actually what you should be looking at. There's more to selling on Etsy than just creating pretty designs. Right. And I've said this plenty of times, a lot of times people want to do the job or they want to do the profession, right? Like my wife years ago wanted to be a photographer, but she didn't really want to be a marketer. But you almost have to learn marketing or you're not going to be a photographer, right? Unless you just go to work for a company that handles the marketing, they handle the billing, they handle all that stuff, and you just show up and you shoot the pictures, right? It's the same thing here. You have to learn and understand what these metrics are and what they mean. Now, they're not hard, but that's why we're doing this here today, is because we want to educate you as far as how it really needs to be looked at, or you're just really slapping stuff at the wall and just saying, But why not be able to look at the numbers and be able to guide it a little bit better, a lot better? So this way here, you can work a little less and actually make more for your efforts, right? And that's all that we've ever talked about, is like, how can we look at the numbers, right? How can we look at our numbers and then get intel, our own intel, and be able to know, okay, is there actually a sign here that this product has potential to sell, or that has potential to do 30 sales a month or 30 sales a day? What we need to reverse engineer, like what we are trying to achieve. And then from here, we're able to analyze the numbers, right? So in the very beginning, we're analyzing, are we being even exposed, right? Like, are we being seen? Is Etsy giving us visibility, right? That's your views and that's your visits. And then from there, it's like, okay, good, right? We've got 100 views. Did we make a sale? We didn't. Okay, 100 people, that's kind of low. Let's wait till we get to 1,000 visits before we determine our products aren't doing well, or our products, there's something wrong with it, or people don't want our products. But if we're analyzing, we're not getting sales, but we didn't really analyze the front end, which is like, did we even get views or did we even get visits? Sale, it's not a sales problem. There's a traffic problem. We don't have enough traffic. So that's why we have to kind of look at it this way. So it's traffic, sales, and then conversion rate is, or I'm sorry. Yeah. Conversion rate on the traffic that we have. Is it good or is it good enough? And then we can start to reverse engineer what we got to do next. So hopefully that made sense. Hopefully that gives you some things to think about. Let me know in the comments if this is something that you're looking at. Is this something that you're currently doing right now? I would love to know. And then from there, you can go ahead and decide, okay, what area do I need to work on? And maybe you can even drop that in the comments. What area do you think that you need to work on the most right now? Put that in the comments. Would love to see that. Chris, you got anything else you want to add there before we move on?
Yeah, I would say, again, the reason that this doesn't feel like it would work as easy as it does work if you just focus on these three things is because, and Scott, you mentioned your wife wanted to be a photographer, but she didn't want to do the marketing. A lot of people in the Etsy ecosystem love the design and product creation process. And so that's where they want to focus their time, energy, and effort. And it sounds counterintuitive, but if you focus on these three numbers, how much traffic are you getting? How many sales are you making? And what is your conversion? You don't have to look at these daily. If you look at these just month over month, and then I would also say period over period. So obviously, as we get into Q4, we don't necessarily want to compare October to September or October to August, right? November to October even, because we are starting to then look at Q4, and Q4 is weird. But what we do want to do then is take a look at last year. How much better or worse am I doing than last year? And if you can do that, then you can better figure out where to spend your time. Is your traffic way up and your sales are way up? Awesome. Launch all the new products that you want. If your traffic is up and your sales have flatlined, then instead of launching new products, you can actually take just a few minutes to go through the conversion rate optimization process. I know it's like a really scary sounding phrase, right? There's even a marketing acronym for it. If you really want to get crazy and call it CRO, right? But you can go through that simple process of saying, what are the questions that I'm not answering for my buyers? What is the reason that they would come to my listing and not buy? And Etsy gives us all of the tools to do that. If we're running ads, we get that data inside of the ads, but we don't have to have that. And in fact, it may not be rolled out to everybody yet, but if you have looked at their search analytics beta, you can go into the individual listings. They not only tell you where you rank for individual keywords, but they tell you the number of impressions and the number of clicks, and they give you all of that data. So you can start to say, man, they are showing that giant tumbler I have sitting next to me here for water bottle. Maybe that's not what people are looking for because they're not converting when they come to the listing. Maybe there's a better way that I could get this listing to convert. And if you can convert more of the traffic that Etsy is sending to you, they will send you more sales. And then you can go design more products. But if you just spend a few minutes every week, every 2 weeks, every month, looking at those three numbers, traffic, conversions, and sales, and compare them to how you've done in the past, it gives you a better idea of where you are and where you could be so that you're not just stuck on the hamster wheel of having to launch new products and thinking that there's no such thing as an evergreen product on Etsy, which there absolutely is. At least in the short term of evergreen, meaning 5 to 10 years, right? There's things that have been on Etsy that have sold well for years at this point. And most Etsy sellers don't feel like that's possible because they launch a product, it does well for a while, and then it starts to fall off. And they think that that's just a natural part of the process. And if you come back to those three numbers, you're a lot of times able to revive that and keep that thriving as long as it's still something that people are actually genuinely searching for on the platform.
Yeah, no, that's great. Here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to do me a quick favor. All right. If you have gotten value from this, if this is something that you feel like is going to help you and benefit you, do me a favor and hit that like button. That'll help us help more people because that's what the algorithm likes on YouTube. So if you guys could do that, that would be amazing. If you want more tips and tricks like this on a live stream that we do, just like this one, then go ahead and subscribe to the channel. All right. Now, Chris, I am going to ask a question that I want you to give me the answer to, and maybe I'll even give you my thoughts on it because this is one we get a lot. And that is, I've followed all of the SEO optimization stuff that everyone is telling me to do, but I am not getting any traffic. What do I do? What is the problem?
So you're doing all of the SEO stuff and you're not getting any traffic?
That's what I said.
Okay. So the very first thing is, are we getting impressions? And where we need to look for that is one of two places. If we are running ads, and we should be, we can look at our ads reports. If we're not, then we need to take a look at called the search analytics report, Scott. I'm trying to think of what the actual name of the report is. It's your search analytics report. It's inside of the marketing tab. They have a report now that shows you the organic traffic, the traffic coming from Etsy SEO. And they have a metric in there called impressions. And they actually have another one, Scott. I think it's called views per impression, which is how many people are coming to your listing once you get seen inside of the search results. If we're not getting any impressions, we need to figure out why that is. And chances are it's because Etsy just doesn't know what the listing is. So we need to take a look at the title, tags, and description. If we're not running ads, we need to be turning those on to kind of force ourselves into the Etsy algorithm and start to get some of those initial impressions so that we can start to get some of those initial visits and views. If we've done all of that and we think that we're perfect, then it's just a little bit of a waiting game to start to get some of that data back. We may have to turn up our ads budget a little bit to make sure that we're accounting for that. But if we're not showing up, it's likely that we missed something. Either the product demand isn't there. So that would be step number one in this process. Validate that there's product. If there is, and we're getting impressions, then we need to go further into the process. If we're getting impressions, but we're not getting visits or views, it's because we're not getting clicks. Why aren't we getting clicks? That's likely a product photo or title issue. So when we're looking at an Etsy listing, we think we've done everything right, but we're not getting traffic to that listing. What do we need to do? Validate the demand. Again, see if we're getting impressions. We can either go into the search analytics report or our ads report if we're running ads. We're getting impressions, but we're not getting visits or views from that. We have some sort of an issue with the title or product photos. Does that make sense?
Yep, that's 100% it. And I get that a lot. And here's the deal. Here's what I want to basically kind of throw out there. If you are not getting impressions, you're not getting your views, you're not going to get visits, you're not going to get clicks. We've already talked about that. But here's what I would say. It's going to take time to rank, okay? No matter how good your SEO is. So I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. This is where turning on Etsy ads is so important. And this is also where I see people get all hung up because they think, well, I'm going to start running Etsy ads when I start making sales. You need to think about that the other way around. You need to use Etsy ads to get information, to get yourself seen quickly and start making sales. And then you will start to move up in the Etsy algorithm. So I'm just going to leave you with that. That's so important. But if you are not getting the views or the visits, it's probably because either, number one, it's early, there's a lot of competition, you're not ranking, or you might also have a product that just isn't getting a lot of demand. And the way to know that immediately is to start running Etsy ads and look at the data there to see if you're even getting any impressions from that, because you should be, because you're paying for it. All right. Another quick question here, Chris, that I had that I wanted to ask you. And that is, what is the number one way to increase your sales conversions on a listing? Like, what's the number one thing that you would say, or that you see people making the mistake, that they can increase their sales conversions quickly? What is the number one thing?
So the number one thing that everybody thinks that it is price. But data, especially the data that just came back to us, and Scott, you know that we just wrapped up the 2023 Etsy buyer survey, and the data along with that and all of the other e-commerce data comes back to one of the things that we've talked about in the past, which is a mismatch between what the customer is expecting when they get there and what is actually showing up in your listings, specifically as it relates to product images. And in that Etsy buyer survey, out of all of the buyers surveyed, they said images are a 9.2 out of 10 in terms of how important they are for them to land on a listing and come to conversion, right? So they come to your listing. The most important piece of information that they can have on your listing, 9.2 out of 10 in terms of importance, comes from your product photos. Why is that? Because when people are buying things online, you can't pick it up. You can't roll it over. You can't open it up. You can't pull out the little product insert that says that it's insulated and it's going to keep your stuff cold for 12 hours. We have to figure out a way to communicate that to people. The best way to do that, according to buyers themselves, is with high quality product images. So if I have a listing that is under converting, meaning I'm getting traffic, but I'm not getting the sales that I want to get, and I know that the sales are out there, I know that my competitors are converting better than I am, the number one place that I'm looking is going to be at those product images. The second place that I would take a look is at the product description, because that's the other place where we can let people know what our product is and start to meet those expectations, start to let them know that it really is what they're looking for. But 96% of buyers are always looking through your product images. And the reason that they're doing that is because they're trying to figure out if it's a fit for what they actually want, if it's a fit for the expectation that they created in their mind when they chose to click on your listing instead of my list.
Perfect. Love it. All right. I got another one for you. And then we'll answer a couple of questions here that came in. Actually, in this one here is kind of related to one that already came in. So I'll go ahead and throw it your way. What is the best way to increase my click-through rate on my Etsy listing? What would be the number one thing that is going to get someone to click on my listing and not the competition?
So to me, this is very similar to the number one thing that's going to help you to increase conversion rates. It's going to be that initial image. I'm going to say something a little bit controversial here, but I would rather see you have a video than an image, because the videos autoplay within the Etsy ecosystem and they're going to automatically draw that attention. To me, having a good product photo as your main image, or better, a product video, which goes into that second slot, but is what becomes the thumbnail image if it's on your listing in Etsy, is going to be the biggest piece that determines whether or not somebody clicks on your listing to begin with. It's also the key to setting the correct expectation when they come to your listing, as in terms of whether or not they're going to get the supporting information that they need to turn into a buyer. So it not only helps you create the expectation that turns people into buyers, but it's also going to be the biggest thing that influences whether or not they click on your listing to begin with.
Yeah. And I would say it's really important to focus on this too, by the way. And the reason why is because if we get a good click-through rate and we get good conversion rate to sale, that's also going to help us rank higher in our listings or on our listings, with our listings, whatever. You get what I'm saying, right? It's going to allow us to have better search position, because Etsy is also looking at click-through rate. They clicked in. Now, did they buy? And if they did, if that's higher, so if both of those are up, then it's going to show them that people click and they buy. So this is another metric that we want to be focusing on, because Number one, it's going to get more people to see our listing, right? Because all that a click-through rate on a listing is someone was scrolling, they saw a whole bunch of listings, yours caught their eye, or as Chris said, maybe the video that was auto-playing caught their eye. They click in, from there, they have a decision to buy or not, or add to their cart. And then from there, that's going to increase that conversion rate. So it is really important that you focus on really, really good images that stand out amongst everyone else, and a good video if that is a listing that you feel has a lot of potential for getting found and, you know, people searching for. So that's what I would say there. Really, really important to focus on this. Not hard, but it is something that you want to pay attention to and something that you want to be adjusting or making better, because it can only help you and increase you get more sales and get. All right, Chris, we did have a question here from Salima, and she was giving some numbers here. And she said she has had 27,000 views and 134 clicks. How bad is that? Well, I can't really tell you how bad that is, if it's even bad, unless you tell me how many visits you had. So see, the 27,000 views, that's the impression. So what is the click-through rate? We're going to figure that out by you giving us the number of actual visits. Then from there, so the 27,000 views, that might, like, I'll just, let me look at something here for a second.
Go ahead. Are we assuming, was this on ads? So it was an ad. She had 27,000 views and 134 clicks.
Don't know that.
Because that's a less than half of 1%, which to me, that is very low. But if it's on ads, that could be a different conversation.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at, like, okay, so I'll just give you an example. So last 7 days, I'm looking at my dashboard, and I'm looking at, we've had 5,854 views. Not a lot, right? I mean, it's a lot, but not a lot. But we've had 2,547 visits. Okay. Now that's not ads. That's just organic. Okay. Now, if I go to, let me see here. I'm doing this on the fly, guys. So pay attention. I was going to say, no, it's, bear with me. So if we take last 7 days, let's see here. Is it going to let me do that for last seven? I got to customize it. Hang on. So let's just do here and here. And let's see. What do we got? 38,900 views. Okay. And 736 clicks. Okay. So I think she said 27,000 and she had 100 and some. So ours is 38,000. So it's about another 10,000 than she had, but still we had quite a bit more clicks. Okay. Now, if you're looking at that at ads, like Chris said, your ads performance will definitely be lower, right? Because yes, people are searching for it, but you're also reaching a wider audience. Okay. And sometimes those search terms that they're putting in front of people aren't 100% relevant. And that's where you go in and you prune it, right? You trim them back and you pause them. So it does matter if it's organic or if it's paid. So we would need to know that, but I would say it kind of looks like it's paid from what I can tell.
Yeah. And she chimed in the chat and said ads. And so just looking at those numbers again, somebody check my math on this, 'cause I'm doing this on the fly here. Scott, you said it was 736 clicks on 39,000 impressions.
38,000. Yeah.
So that's going to be a little under 2%, mm-hmm. right? So like 1.8, 1.9, something like that,
yep.
versus 0.4, right? So there is a differential there. And so that then begs the question, what is the problem? Well, with ads, we have to go back and look at what are the keywords that we are showing for. And we can start to do this on the organic side of things now as well. Are the keywords that we are showing for relevant? Or are they calling this a beer mug? Yes, you could technically put beer in this, but would most people, because I can think of at least one person that would try to put beer in this, right? But would most people searching for the word beer mug expect to see a 72-ounce insulated water bottle? No. So what Etsy does, especially with Etsy ads, is they say, hey, somebody might search for this. So they're going to put you out And if you are willing to continue to pay for that, they say, Thelema says it's relevant. Scott says it's relevant. So we're just going to let it go. They're a lot more stingy, I guess is the word that I would use, on the organic side of things. And they would say, that's not a beer. But on the paid side of things, they tend to open that up because they know that if you're willing to pay for it, they're willing to let you pay for it because it's up to you then to be the person that's policing whether it's relevant or not. So what I would say there is you might not have the same click-through rate issue that somebody who had those numbers on the organic side of things would have. What you probably have in that case is a bad impressions issue. So Etsy, inside of your search terms report, I'm willing to bet there's a lot of things that are not hyper-relevant to what your product is, which again, going back to what we've been talking about, takes us into that realm of what is the expectation that somebody has when they type that in. If they're typing in beer mug and they're getting a 72-ounce insulated water bottle, they're not going to click in on that. And that's going to affect your click-through rate. And so our job, if we're running ads, is just to go in, does this make sense for this listing? If yes, potentially leave it on. If no, then turn it off. And you'll start to see that come back into balance. Scott, you said your click-through rate on those ads is potentially lower than what it would be on the organic side. I would agree with that. But a 1.8 or 1.9% click-through rate is fairly solid, especially for ads data. So, you know, again, I don't know what industry averages are across Etsy because I've only seen a handful of different ads accounts on Etsy. But if you're getting a 2% conversion rate or 2% click-through rate rather from ads, you're doing something right on the front end. Then our only real job, and I know you go in and you prune that data fairly religiously because you don't want to waste money for no reason. You don't like lighting money on fire.
No.
And so you go in and you prune those back. Our job then is to say, all right, can we make these profitable on the back end? And we can then focus our time, energy, and effort on the sales potential and the conversion rate of those listings because we have the traffic side kind of locked down once we've gone through and started to do that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So it is going to be different when you're running ads compared to what you're doing organically, but ads are generally going to be faster. They're also going to be, something that you're going to look at very quickly, and you're going to be able to know within 48 hours, you're going to have a good idea of what type of impressions are happening, where the search traffic is coming from, because they're going to tell you the keywords that led someone there. And that's where you're going to go in and you're going to go, oh, I'm getting a lot of clicks on this, but they're not converting. I probably should turn that one off, right? And you're going to know immediately because it's like, it's going to be something that is like if, let's say, for example, I was selling a bass fishing shirt. And let's say that they had a keyword there that was for just outdoors, right? I don't want to show up for someone that put in a search that said outdoors, right? Even though I know fishing is outdoors, and if I was getting impressions and clicks on that, but no sales, I'm like, it's too vague, right? I'd want to look at something that either had bass fishing in it or at least the word fishing in it. And if it didn't, then I would like, no, I don't want to be a part of that. Right. So then I would start to train it. So you do have to do that in the beginning, especially, but also as it continually grows that Etsy ad, if you keep it on, Etsy's going to keep trying to mine for new keywords, right? It's going to keep trying to find the audiences for you that you potentially could be targeting, but you may go, no, I don't want that. So then you got to turn that one off. So that's just a little thing that we are always doing on the back end, especially when we are when we're trying to spend more money on ads to get in front of more people. So that's something you definitely want to be doing. Chris, anything else before we wrap up today?
So Sherry asked, Scott, do you have a video on what kind of videos customers like to see so that they click on our product?
Don't have anything in particular as far as a video going over that. But what I will tell you is this. Everything that you need to know as far as like what works is already out there working. Here's what I mean. I would be doing a search like I'm doing product research in your niche, and I'd be using Everbee. Okay. And then what I'd be doing is finding the listings that are doing well, and I would look and see what they're doing that I'm not doing, or I'd be looking at their video and I'd be going, oh, so their video looks like this. And then I would be doing something similar. You know, once again, like sometimes all you need to do is put a video in there that you can create as a slideshow. So you can take like certain mockups and then just kind of like zoom in on them, maybe pan in on them, maybe scan to the side, whatever, right? But if it's a product that you know has huge potential, it's probably worth getting a sample and actually taking your phone and kind of like going over top of it. Or if it's a blanket, draping it over a couch and then just kind of running up it with your phone, it may be worth it to do that. So it's hard for me to say what actually is the best for you. I would be looking at the individual market, and then I'd be looking at ones that are doing well. And then I would be looking at their videos. I'd be looking at their images. I'd be looking at their titles. I'd be looking at their tags. I'd be looking at it all. So the information for you is right there. You have to look at your competition and see what they're doing that you're not doing and learn from that. What else we got, Chris?
I would say one thing a lot of people miss there is that you can actually get video mockups now. So you don't necessarily even have to like do it from scratch if you don't want to. If you want something that's a little nicer than the slideshow, which you can also just do, it's very easy to do in something like Canva. There's a lot of places now that have video mockups for the more popular products, especially some of the things like t-shirts, sweatshirts, some of those kinds of things, where you can go and for like $2 or $3, even within the Etsy ecosystem itself, you can find a mock-up video that you can then layer your design into. That is a little bit more work, but it only costs a couple bucks. And once you've learned how to do it once, it becomes very simple to do and it looks really high quality. But at the end of the day, the real winner there is just having any video, because most people still are not taking advantage of it. And even though it's not a huge driver of conversions, it's a huge driver of capturing attention, which is our first job. Once we start to get impressions, we have to capture the attention to be able to get the click to begin with. Scott, one last question that I have here. How do you approach Etsy ads for Q4? I have 90 listings and 23 are advertised. My budget is currently $5, but I'm only spending like $3. So do you have a different strategy for Q4? What are your thoughts on running Etsy ads during the fourth quarter?
Well, here's the first thing. If you're spending $5 and you're not even able to spend the full $5, that makes me feel like your listings are either targeting the wrong keywords or the keywords and the products that you are targeting don't have a lot of demand, because you should be burning through that $5 if you have products that are getting searched for and that have demand. So that would be like first thing. Like you can throw as much money as it or at it as you want, but if there's not enough demand there, and maybe there will be in the future, I don't know. Maybe it's just because we're not in season yet and you're selling something that's Christmas related or whatever. I wouldn't be advertising those as of right now. But that's what I'd be looking at, right? I'd be looking at that. Now, I'm not saying just because you want to spend $100 a day, you'll spend $100 a day. I mean, right now I have my budget set to $500 a day and I'm only spending on average between 25 and I think the highest day so far was like $48. So, you know, the reason behind that is because I want to give Etsy the full reins. I want to give them as much potential out there to reach as much as I can and let that data get back to me as quick as possible. But with that being said, it doesn't mean that they will be able to do that. Although I have spotted there's like two listings out of about 25, about what you have, 26. I'm advertising about 25. And I think there's two right now that are clear winners as far as like a lot of demand. So I found that out. So now I'm going to probably pull back on the other ones and really, really focus on the one that has a lot of potential there. So with that being said, I would say if you're spending $5 on 26 listings, there might be something wrong with what you're targeting, you know, the keywords, or it could just be the products in general. So that'd be something that I would take a look at.
Love it. I think that's it from my side. Did you have anything else that you wanted to chat about today?
No, I don't think so. I think just right now, the biggest thing is for everyone that has been here, that's heading into Q4, these are numbers that we want to be paying attention to. These are the metrics, right? So we have the traffic, which is kind of broken down into two areas, right? It's like views and visits. We learned today what those two are and what they mean. They're both important, but both of them are different. Okay. So that's important. Then from there, once we know that we're getting the views and we're getting the visits, now we have to look at, okay, sales. How many sales are we getting? Then what we need to do is go, okay, are we getting as many sales as we could be getting. And then that's where we look at the conversion rate. All right. So those are really, really important. Hopefully this helped you. Let us know in the comments if it has been helpful. And if it has been, and you haven't yet hit that like button, make sure that you do that. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are posting videos every single week, actually two that are scheduled, Tuesdays and Fridays. And we do a live usually on Wednesday. This week it's on Thursday. And yeah, we're posting content there to help you and to really help you grow your brand and to help you make more sales on Etsy. So guys, that is it. That's going to wrap it up. As always, take care, take action, have an awesome, amazing day. And we'll see you right back here in the next episode. Take care, guys.